The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself, away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned, and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. This letter, James, that we have in the second reading today, it just has so much that we should pay attention to. He asks this one, I think, very probing question. He says, "Have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges of each other with evil designs?" Imagine him speaking to nations or cultures or races or religions, or factions, or even people with different opinions. Isn't that what we do? And we allow those divisions to form based on, not on who the other person is, but on whether or not they agree with me. Jesus, by his actions in today's gospel, he declares the establishment of a new order of creation. Other places he talks about new wine need new skins to ferment in. He gives the man a word, ephphatha, so that the man himself can begin to speak. St. James, "Did not God choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him?" So Jesus puts his finger into the man's ears, and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened and his speech impediment was removed and he spoke plainly. Throughout his pontificate, Pope Francis has been pointing us towards the people on the margins, and trying to awaken our Christian compassion to overcome our indifference for their suffering. He has warned us against an overdependence on electronics and technology, which replaces genuine human encounters. He has invited us to take the invitation to holiness and sainthood seriously. And he has challenged us to become engaged in the mission that we have received from the risen Christ, rather than wait for someone else to build up God's kingdom. But how can we? Is it up to us, literally, to build up God's kingdom? How can that be, especially now that we, as the most powerful nation in the world, are so aware of the uncomfortableness of our own vulnerability at times of uncertainty? If you find yourself feeling vulnerable and uncomfortable and uncertain, always go to the scriptures and listen again to the words in today's context. The prophet Isaiah says, "Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication. With divine recompense, he comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared, then the lame leap like a stag, then the tongue of the mute will sing. You see, these things happened when Jesus was together with people. He ate at their houses, right? And these things also happen when we are together. We must be together in life and in faith. We talk about the real presence of Jesus, not the virtual presence of Jesus. One thing that I'm continually surprised is the people who still think that it counts to go to Mass online. It just doesn't anymore. The bishop took that back a long time ago. That was for pandemic. It has to be in person for it to be valid. But imagine the intimacy of Jesus actually putting his finger in that guy's ears. I think today he might get locked up for doing that. But it's the power of actual touch. It's powerful. In the liturgy, we use real things: bread, wine, water, oil. We use the use of real human interaction, the laying on of hands to receive the Holy Spirit, the bond of marriage, the compassion necessary for the reconciliation we so need after we have sinned. Literally, physically, receiving the body of Christ. You can't get this on a screen. This is probably why the Catholic Church leads the return to religious practice among all the churches after a global pandemic. You have to be here to experience the physical presence of sacrament and of community. Isolation is not God's way. One can't listen to these words today without thinking about the pandemic or the droughts and the famines, the burning forests and towns, the flooding rivers, tornadoes, but also to think about the Lord's justice, which opens the eyes of the unjust and gives people on the margins a voice. It is true, we must do all we can to build up this kingdom of God, the new creation which is to be transformed by God into the fullness of his life. It is his gift to us, not as a possession, but placed in our stewardship, our care. But we are confronted with so many barriers, infirmities, and our powerlessness. So we must turn to the Lord as well and beg him to lay his hand on this earth so troubled. His power of healing is the power we need and the source of our healing, which must first go to work in our own hearts and convert us.